Now, moving on, there's a fabulous play coming up in St. John's in Listowel later this month. And it is written by the very talented Christian O'Reilly, who's originally from Listowel, but now living in Galway for many years. And Christian has written several plays which have been produced and have toured extensively. And he's also written a number of screenplays. And he is a very, very talented guy. And Christian was delighted to hear that this latest play by him is being put on in St. John's in Listowel on the 27th, 28th and 29th of this month. And it's being presented by Listowel Drama Group. And I caught up with him earlier for a chat and I asked him, how nice is it to see a group in his native town putting on one of his plays?
Well, it is thrilling, David. It's absolutely thrilling because... like for me, Listowel is the kind of it's where it all began for me, and it's kind of the kind of epicenter I guess my connection to drama. You know, it all came from Listowel. I was hugely influenced by Listowel Writers Week, by Listowel generally, that the support that you feel for writers, the support that you feel in your choice to become a writer. People like John B. Keane particularly, also Brian McMahon, Sean McCarthy to an extent, particularly John B., who sort of became a mentor for me. I probably foisted myself on him looking for advice over the years, and he was always so welcoming and encouraging and so kind and supportive. And so, and also it was seeing a production of his play, Scythe, done in Listowel and St. John's, that kind of completely sparked me to consider writing for theatre. And so there's so many reasons. So I've been in touch with Imelda at Listowel Drama Group for a couple of years, and she'd been in touch about the idea of doing one of my plays. And I was really excited by this, and it was thrilling to be in touch with her about this. And then when they chose to do this play, Here We Are Again Still, I was delighted. And I can't wait to go down and see it and to be in St. John's, which is one of, probably, along with the McLally Theatre in Galway, home of Druid, St. John's would be like my favourite theatre in the world. So just really kind of, I'm really buzzing about this, and I feel really honoured, and it just means something that my work be seen in Listowel. It really does. It means a huge amount to me.
Oh, that's lovely. So as you mentioned already, it's called Here We Are Again Still. And I believe that there's just a cast of three in it, which has me intrigued. Can you tell us a little bit about what it's about?
Certainly. So the play is based on stories told by the residents of Walter Macken Place in Galway, which is a block of about 96 apartments occupied mainly by elderly people living alone. And I did a series of storytelling sessions with a group of people from there many, many years ago. And I suppose one of the things that I sensed was there was a lack of community, a certain fear of going out, and a sense of loneliness about that world. And I wanted to capture that in a play, and it gave rise to the idea of this man, this sort of older man who sits on a bench night after night, on a bench no one else sits on. And he's grieving the loss of his wife and can't really face being in the flat without her. And then there's this other woman called Imelda who goes out nightly to try and chase him back into his flat because she worries he's going to get hypothermia, and she worries that he's lonely, and she worries for him that he's lost his connection to life, and she just cares about him, really. And he's very stubborn, he's cranky, he's curmudgeonly, and he's resistant to any of this. And then one day, this young man called Tony, a guy in his 20s, sits on the bench, having moved to the flats, sits on the bench, not knowing that Paddy feels territorial about it. And Paddy kind of gives out to him for sitting on his bench. Imelda gets wind of this and is furious and reprimands Paddy, and who apologises, and then begins some kind of relationship between the older and younger man, kind of a paternal relationship to try and help the younger man find his way in the world. And we discover that Tony's quite troubled. He's been suffering from struggling with heroin addiction. He's broken all ties. He's burnt all bridges. And now he's quite isolated and feeling quite hopeless. And what we discover is that the two men have some kind of connection with amateur soccer. that Paddy used to coach and Tony used to play, and there, where the bench is located, it looks onto playing fields where there's matches on all the time, and they begin to sort of find some kind of connection in that sort of sense. And I suppose, like for me as well, I when I moved to Listowel, one of the reasons I found a sense of connection and belonging was because I started playing soccer locally. Initially, like, we used to play in the square against the church gates and against the wall when there was a ward around St. John's. And then we used to also play tennis courts. And eventually I joined the Listowel Celtic. I also played for the Glown Rovers over the years.
Uh-huh.
And it completely kind of kept me sane to play soccer. Like, it was such an escape. So the play is also an ode to a sport to which I feel I owe so much also. So that's sort of the thrust of it. And it's a gentle piece, but it's also very, I think it's quite tender. It's also very funny, I think. And the audiences, when we did it in Galway, really loved it.
And I'm guessing, so there's just three characters in it. And is Imelda played by Listowel's own Imelda, I'm guessing?
She's not. And I thought she would, but Imelda is stepping into directing shoes this
okay.
year. Yeah, and she has found a wonderful cast. So she's directing it, and I'm very intrigued to see how she gets on with it. But she keeps sending me these pictures on WhatsApp of her, like, painting the set, and they did some publicity stills of the cast, and she's just working her socks off to make this to make this really wonderful and putting everything into it.
Brilliant.
Kevin, who's playing the older man, was in school with me, so I'm thrilled that he, and I know he usually directs their shows, and he's a wonderful actor as well, so I'm thrilled that he's in it, and I'm sure they'll do something quite beautiful with it.
Lovely.
And,
Lovely.
And I really hope people will go to it, because it's tricky with a play like this, because people won't have heard of it. And I mentioned John B. earlier, it's not like it's a John B. play which everyone will have heard of and will flock to. But I really hope people will go and see this and support the Listowel Drama Group and pack the place for 3 days, because I think they'll really find something in it and they'll connect to it.
So are you a full-time writer, or do you have a day job as well, we'll say?
If I had any sense, I would have a day job. but I have neither, clearly, and it's just a ridiculous thing to try and make a living at. But I write plays, plays and screenplays full-time, and I manage just about to get by. My wife is also a writer, and we have two kids. So neither of us have any sense whatsoever. But they haven't gone hungry yet.
Okay.
But I will say, I kind of wanted, initially I wanted to be a sports journalist, and then I wanted to be a novelist, and then I wanted to be a screenwriter. And then the thing I found that seemed to work for me was to write plays. Maybe that's just coming out of Listowel. I mean, I know there's all kinds of writers who've come out of Listowel, but I suppose particularly in the case of John B., who excelled as a writer of many forms, but particularly as a playwright, when I look back on my career, the things that have been the highlights have been my plays. They brought me great joy. And, I've never yet had the experience of working with a group of people, either professionally or in an amateur context, in which they haven't taken my work and made it better. They always make it better. Drama groups, they just make it better. And, a play like Here We Are Again still, it was last done, I think, in 2011. Like, that play is effectively sitting on a shelf, dormant, until someone like Imelda picks it up and revives it and gives it life. And it is, for a playwright, it is honestly like the most thrilling thing when a group decides to bring your play to life.
Yeah.
And to then introduce it to an audience that's not familiar with it. And these characters who have been asleep are awoken and given life. I just find that magical. And so I don't know that I can claim to roots in the theatre, but I certainly feel I found a home in the theatre. And I'm just really, really grateful. And it's really sustained me as a playwright, as a writer, because you kind of, there's many times you kind of lose faith and lose confidence and think, what am I at? And when am I going to cop on and get a real job? And it's true, like for example, and this year, like, I don't have any new plays being produced this year. So, but I have some of my older plays being done. And so it's incredibly kind of sustaining. and reward. And like with Here We Are Again still in St. John's, you know, like Imelda said to me, will you come down? Will you come down as our guest, you and your family? And is it okay if we put on a reception for you? And is it okay to ask you to say a few words? And it's almost like someone is giving you everything they give. It's like, here's a pot of jam. It's the nicest jam in the world. Here's another pot of jam. Here's another pot of jam. And like, all they're doing is giving lovely things to, and each of those lovely things kind of keeps you, it just is so nourishing. And it keeps you at it, and it keeps you believing, God, I'm not wasting my time. You know, I'm not deluded that there are people who care about my work. And it's so lovely.
And that is the very talented and very humble Christian O'Reilly from Listowel there. Lovely what he was saying about how he was nurtured and given great advice, and how John B. and others were great mentors of his. Now, the name of the play, by the way, is Here We Are Again Still. I'm hearing great things about it. Listowel Drama Group, directed by Imelda Dowling-Garvey. And you can catch that at St. John's in Listowel the 27th, 28th and 29th of March. So that's a Friday, Saturday and Sunday at the end of the month if you want to check it out. Now, get in touch with us this afternoon. We'd love to hear from you. If you'd like to email me, my email address is talkabout@radiokerry.ie. We've more comments to read for you and one final guest for you to meet. And it's another literary talent coming out of Kerry. And that's up after these.
Talk about